It's a very mixed picture, actually. There is some very good work going on in quite a lot of schools, but I think the schools that are specialising in languages are doing very well, but quite a lot of other schools are withdrawing from languages at the moment. It's particularly noticeable in the difference between private schools, the independent sector, and the state schools. Private schools tend to have compulsory languages right through, whereas a lot of state schools are finding it just too much to carry on with languages beyond age 14.
Does this worry you?
It worries me a lot, actually. I think it's increasing the social divisions in this country, and I don't think that's in anybody's interest. I also think that the pupils in state schools are really seriously losing out by not having that language advantage that other pupils do have. Languages are difficult for quite a lot of students, and they do require hard work. But unless you do it at school, you're going to find it very difficult to do it in later life.
Why do you think state schools are pulling out of language teaching? Is it too difficult for them?
To some extent, it may be that they see it as too difficult because the more able students do well, but schools that have a lot of less motivated or less academic students are finding that it's too difficult for them. Of course, they're not obliged to teach language after the age of 14 in England.
And is that a major factor in this?
It absolutely is, yes. A language was compulsory up to GCSE, up until the early noughties. And when that compulsion was withdrawn, the numbers taking GCSE pretty much halved over 3 or 4 years, so that there's now only about 43-44% of school pupils that do GCSEs.
Could languages be on the return? There's this talk of the English Baccalaureate, which includes very much languages as one of the must-have subjects.
Yes, I think that's a good point. Languages are seen as challenging, but they are traditional subjects with rigour and credibility with the new government. And there's a strong move, both on the part of the government and on the part of the better universities, to recognise that achievement in languages does reflect on the quality of students. The English Baccalaureate, so-called, which has been introduced, has really made schools sit up and take notice, because it means that their league table positions are really very seriously affected if they're not able to put a reasonable number of students in for language GCSEs.
Taking the argument on a little, do you think we'll come to the point when universities will insist on a language qualification at GCSE at the very minimum before admission?
I think they will be expecting more students to have done languages, because having done a language really reflects a more ambitious, more academic student. I think the way that universities are reacting at the moment is to see what they can do to make up for the lack in languages from students coming in. And quite a lot of universities, including, I should say, Southampton, are introducing schemes which give an entitlement to students to follow a language qualification, whether as part of their degree or as an enhancement of their academic progress.